Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He being Marcus Sherrills, newest Saints defensive back and punt returner. He's on the line with us right now. Marcus, how are you?
I'm doing well. What about you guys?
Good. Congratulations on eking with the Saints. And what brought you? I know you grew up in Minnesota. You played college ball in Minnesota, played pro football there. But obviously when you had an opportunity to sign with New Orleans, it was a pretty attractive one, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, spent my whole life up there, but now I have a good opportunity to play with the Saints, and I couldn't be more excited.
Now, Marcus, looking at right now among active players, you've had five career punt returns for touchdowns. That's second among active players, only behind Darren Sproles. So that kind of speaks for itself. You know, we all loved Darren Sproles when he was here. But then you even look at last year, you were able to average at 12 yards a punt return, so that's one less first down. That explosive offense with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they have to get in, you know, scoring position. And my understanding that you averaged better than 11 yards per punt return four times in the past 6 years. And basically last year we were averaging 6 yards a punt return. So did they kind of tell you that you're the man? Because you know you're always trying to improve and be a Super Bowl team. So what area are we lacking? I want you to comment also, because it seems like the punters are getting better. Now you have a handful of punt returners, and you one of them who have done an outstanding job. But it seems like the return game, I don't know if the punters are getting better. We all know the kickoff rule. You don't see as many kickoff returns. But just explain that, because I know you've also returned back kickoffs.
Yeah, the punters these days are really good. And the Saints obviously have one of the best in the league, if not the best, in Thomas. And they do such a good job of hanging the ball up there and kind of angle punting. Nowadays, it's a lot more popular. So the more punters do that, it's a lot less likely for a return and harder to get yardage. But, yeah, I've had a lot of experience. Obviously, you mentioned Darren Sproles. He's one of the best to ever do it. You know, I've grew up watching him, and I played against him a little bit. So that's been fun. But I've just learned over the years. I've been lucky to be a part of a good staff. I've learned a lot, and I've had good blocking, which has helped.
Marcus, Thomas Morstead, you have a pretty good bond. I mean, he broke his ribs trying to tackle you.
You put the hurt on
in the, in the Minnesota Miracle game, but I'm sure you guys remain pretty close.
Yeah. We always joke that at least something good came out of it, you know, a friendship, and then obviously his charity work. You know, he was able to donate a lot of money based on that. Unfortunately, he broke his ribs, but I don't know how he finished the game, but he did.
How much time did you spend in the secondary for the Vikings? What role did you play there?
Earlier in my career, I played a lot more secondary, but later in my career, you know, I've kind of just been, if a guy goes down or needs a blow during a game, I'll step in wherever they need me.
You know, Mark is very similar to the Saints, and they extended him to stay on the team, but the safety position, Chris Banjo, outstanding special teams player. He's also had like three picks when they put him in on defense, you know, in an emergency. And I know you have that option when they put you at cornerback to be able to do that. But would you say that when you look back so far in your career, I know I read where the best punt returner in franchise history, that being the Minnesota Vikings, but you being 31 years of age right now, are you still real fast? I mean, how do you feel? You feel like, I don't know, I'm not saying you're 21, but how do you feel? You feel like you still can hang with the young guys or what?
Oh, yeah. I'm still feeling good. Obviously, as I get older, I got to take care of my body a little bit more and kind of change my training a little bit. But other than that, I think I'm still just as fast and as quick.
Marcus Sherrills, Saints defensive back and punt returner here on Sports Talk. And Marcus, have you ever been to New Orleans?
Well, I was there to sign this weekend, but other than that, only for games.
Yeah, so you haven't really got to see the city, huh?
Nope, I have not.
Well, Marcus, you won't have to worry about hiring someone or yourself shoveling the driveway for snow. or any of that. You won't have to worry about that. Now, it's a little hot, a little jungle hot, you know, when you look in the summer with the humidity. You know, we can cut it with a knife, but you won't have to worry about those harsh winters, and I think you're really going to like it here.
Well, good. I'm excited to get down there and kind of get going and meeting everyone.
Is there a particular seafood item you want to sample first, man?
Everyone's talking about the crawfish, and I've never tried them, so I guess I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, you're coming at the right time. And March and April is the perfect month to boil crawfish.
Yeah, we have to teach you how to pinch the tails, suck the heads, and all that, and you're going to be hooked on it. It's you know what it is, Marcus? It's a freshwater lobster. I mean, come on, you probably like lobster, right? It's a freshwater lobster with better taste.
Okay, well, then I'll be all for it. I'm looking forward to learning and perfecting the technique.
Marcus, what do you do when you're not focused on football? What do you do? You have a family? You married? You got kids?
No, I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I do have a lot of nieces and a nephew, though. And, you know, all my family's in my area, so I spend a lot of time with them. Obviously, I grew up in Minnesota, so I still have a lot of friends here. I just like to hang out with friends and family.
So, Marcus, looking back, my understanding, you also played high school in Minnesota. So was it almost like that if you're playing Big Ten football to stay close to home and go play for the Minnesota Gophers? Or what was that process as far as going back to, look, you love football, and I know that was a while ago when you think back to high school, but mm-hmm. staying in state and playing for the Gophers, how did that come about?
Yeah, so out of high school, I wasn't heavily recruited. I had a few Division II scholarships. But my brother ended up playing for the University of Minnesota Gophers. And so there was two reasons. I wanted, one, to play with him, and then, two, to play at the highest level. So I chose to walk on to the U, and that turned out to be a good decision.
Marcus Sherrills, congratulations once again. Before you run, can we get a hoot at?
Hoot at.
There you go. All right, Marcus, appreciate the time. Good luck.
All right, Marcus. All
right. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.